Trotting under the merciless sun, time seemed to stand still for the companions, the hot day lasting impossibly long. Or so it seemed, anyway. A dozen times over the past few miles, they passed more of the shallow saltwater ponds, the sight of the water a growing ache in their throats and bellies.
What's that sound?
Christy glanced around, a hand going to her gun. Immediately alert, the rest of the companions drew weapons and scanned the vicinity. But there was nothing in sight except the endless shifting dunes and the sparkling vista of dried salt.
What did you hear?
Waterfall!
JB pointed a trembling hand straight ahead. Hesitantly taking a step forward, Ryan scowled at the vague sight of something blue in the distance. It seemed to be coming right out of the side of a rocky escarpment that rose from the baked sand like an island in the sea. There was even some ragged green tufts of grass on top, a tiny touch of life almost lost amid the rolling sand dunes and windswept salt.
Is it a mirage?
No. I smell water. Clean water. Good place for an ambush.
Jack drew his Colt and thumped back the hammer.
Standard formation, on me.
Ryan swung down the stire and worked the bolt.
And watch your bastard flanks.
Moving in a tight combat formation, Ryan and the others advanced upon the waterfall. Gushing from the side of a small hill, the clear water pooled around the turbulent base to flow off toward the east, directly away from the sizzling desert. The delicious smell of fresh water filled the air like a healing balm, easing their itchy eyes and the pain in their throats. Doing a complete circle of the escarpment, Ryan and the companions looked hard for any signs of tracks or spoor, but the ground was smooth and undisturbed, pristine and perfect.
Okay, we're done.
Ryan holstered his Sig Sauer.
I'll take the first watch.
Jack rushed forward to dive bodily into the water. He came up a few seconds later.
Cold! No salt!
I should think so.
Mildred walked to the edge of the small lake. Sitting, she eased off her boots and dangled her bare feet in cool water, washing away the sweat, and then proceeded to wash the salt and sweat from her boots. Wading into the water, Doc cupped his hands to daintily wash his face and neck. Then, on impulse, he ducked below the surface and came back up.
Never before have I extracted so much joy from simply not being thirsty.
Christy walked into the shallows, then dived under the water. She stayed submerged for a long time, then rose again like a modern-day Venus. Her soaked clothing clung enticingly to her figure, and her hair spread out in a wild corona as the living filaments tried to dry themselves.
Thank Gaia. I needed that.
She opened the canteen at her side. Filling the container, she tossed it to Ryan. He made the catch with one hand, the other filled with a stire. He liberally poured the water over his head and face, then brought the canteen to his mouth.
Thanks. I needed that bad.
Anytime, lover.
Christy started to remove her clothing.
Madam, please.
Doc turned away quickly.
You can wait until we're done, but we're going to be swimming here for quite a while.
But
go ahead, Doc. I got your six.
Ryan sat down on a flat-top rock.
I see.
Pursing his lips, Doc stripped to his underwear, which was as far as decorum would allow the man to go with ladies present.
Crazy old coot. We've all seen each other without clothes before.
But in deference to Doc's modesty, everyone left on their undergarments.
Indeed, madam, but not in quite such intimate proximity.
In short order, the companions were swimming around the pool. JB still wore his glasses and fedora.
You're gonna wash that too, I hope?
I think.
JB, what's wrong?
Stumbling to the shoreline, JB almost didn't make it out of the lake when Ryan grabbed him under the arms and hauled the unconscious man onto the dry ground. Only steps behind, Mildred scrambled out of the water and rushed to his side. Looking inside his mouth for any obstructions, she quickly checked his pulse and removed his glasses to look into his eyes.
Son of a bitch! Everybody, get the fuck out of the water!
The rest of the companions needed no further prompting to slosh out of the lake as fast as they could.
What's wrong with him?
But Mildred didn't answer. Instead, she turned away from everybody and rammed two stiff fingers down her throat, trying to induce vomiting. It took Ryan an instant to understand. Then he threw away the canteen.
Fuck. Poisoned. The whole bastard lake was poisoned!
While the rest of the companions frantically tried to do the same thing, they noticed that the waterfall was starting to sound muted, as if in the distance. and soon their movements took on a vague, dreamlike quality. With his own vision failing, Ryan tried to help, but having drunk so much water, the effect seemed to be hitting him the hardest. The world was already going dark, his strength dwindling fast. Dropping the stire, he clumsily drew the panga and cut his arm, hoping the pain would help him stay awake. But Ryan barely felt the passage of the steel through his skin, and knew that it was already too late. Enraged over his failure to recognize the trap, Ryan felt an adrenaline surge course through his body. But the brief respite vanished almost as quickly as it had come, and still fighting to remain conscious, Ryan slumped to the ground and went still.